Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the Fan here on our day as we visit Port St. Lucie, and we welcome in a guy who had an amazing season last year, Zach Wheeler. Zach, welcome. Good to see you, as always. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Really was a remarkable year last year. I mean, the last 15 starts, 10-1, a one whip, a ERA of 2. I mean, you were just brilliant the second half of that season. How did that feel?
Felt great. Just felt great to be healthy and just getting on the right track and finally, you know, sort of living up to my capability, you know, personally.
What happened? I mean, was it physical, mental? What came together for you to take that quantum leap to that kind of pitcher?
I think it was, you know, physical and, you know, just getting out there, just getting reps. I really haven't thrown all that much the past couple of years before last year. So, you know, just getting out there, sort of getting used to, you know, facing big league hitters, being on the big league mound, and, you know, just figuring some things out mechanically. And I was able to sort of zone that in and just sort of take off the second half.
Before that takeoff, did you sense something was coming the first half of the year? Could you see that? Could you feel something was that things were headed in the right direction? Did you have any indications of that stuff?
Honestly, no. You know, I was kind of struggling just a little bit. You know, not really struggling, but I wasn't living up to my ability, I feel like. So, you know, me and Dave worked a lot together, and I watched a lot of DeGrom's bullpens and sort of picked some things up from him. And, you know, once I sort of got my arm action going, that's my big thing last year, get my arm up, get it going so I'm on time and every single pitch to the mound or every single pitch to home plate. So once I got all that zoned in, then I sort of just took off. I developed the split finger, and I feel like that really helped me out a lot last year.
Was there a point in the season when did you have the split finger all year, or was that really second half of the year?
That was pretty much the second half.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whose idea was that? Was that yours or with theirs? Whose idea?
It was Dave's. Okay. You know, he sort of came to me, and I was having a lot of trouble with my new arm action with my two-seamer. And so he was, here, try this grip. It's going to lead to some other things. Me being me, I'm like, well, what's the other things that it's going to lead to? And he was like, well, it's going to turn into a split. So, you know, I was like, you know, I was sort of through that in high school, even though I really didn't have to in high school. And once I got drafted by the Giants, they're like, just putting that in your back pocket until you really need it when you're older. And so, you know, Dave brought it out, and I already had a, you know, little feel for it. So I started throwing it, you know, the next game, and it sort of just took off for me.
You know, there's a fine line where performance goes, when what's physical, what's mental, what's confidence, what's, you know, what feeds on what. For you, when did it become where this became like rote, where I know I'm going to go out there, I'm going to pitch like this now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, I think it was a split. And, you know, I was able to have fastball command, which I've really never had. So, you know, sort of eliminated all those foul balls that I was always getting off me and drove up my pitch count. And, you know, once I started dialing in my command and then all my, you know, off speed started sort of coming off of that, I really started feeling confident every time I'm out there. Hey, I'm going to go out there at those 7 or 8 innings, no runs, one run, whatever it may be, and just go out there and just compete and try to do the best I can.
Was there any time, talking with Zach Wheeler, of course, who had such a sensational season last year, especially a second half at the top of the sport, no question. Was there any time in the second half you went out there for a game and because of what you've just established and experienced where you got through it, where you didn't have really good stuff last year?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, multiple times where you go out there and you just don't have it that day, but, you know, you sort of
you get carried along by what's going on, right?
Exactly. You know, you have that confidence in your mind that, you know, you can go out there and just get these guys out even if it isn't your best day. And I was able to do that, which, you know, in recent past years, maybe I would have fell apart in the second or third inning and my pitch count would have been 80 or something like that, but I was able to sort of, you know, hone it back in and just keep going.
You know, when athletes get that, you want them to keep it. Is that something you think about off the off season? Like, hey, I got to make sure I stay in this. Is it a mindset or is it just the results that foster it?
I think it's a mindset. You know, that's my biggest, you know, thing during the off season. Hey, I got to keep this mindset, stay concentrated, even though it is the off season, sort of keep those same thoughts that, you know, I had last year when I was successful. and to sort of bring that into spring training and then, you know, into the season.
You know, it's a funny line where people wonder when something's established. When is it, you know, is a guy going to do it once or can he do it again and repeat it and repeat it? What can you do to ensure that? I mean, what do you have to do to do your part in that and to keeping that thing going the same direction?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's, you know, watching video. I've never really been a huge video guy, but, you know, it's why not watch the video from the second half last year and just try to pick up where I left off, you know, as mentally, physically, and, you know, just go out there and just really attack in the strike zone. That's my biggest thing last year, too.
Were you healthier last year than you had been? Was it markedly that you felt better last year?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy. You know, being healthy, I know that sounds kind of funny, but, you know.
Sounds weird to be healthy, right?
It does. I've struggled
Well, a lot
with that.
Of pitchers go through that. It's a long time for pitchers to get healthy. Sometimes they never get healthy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's body is different. Everybody recovers differently, and, you know, unfortunately, mine took 2 years, but now, you know, I'm here, and I'm healthy, and, you know, competing.
When you look in at this season, do you expect just to pick up and go right from – I mean, it wasn't one start. It wasn't two starts. It was 15 starts. So yeah. It was a long time that you did that last year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, now I just want to change that to 30 starts, whatever it is, and put a whole season together, staying healthy, being consistent, and, you know, putting up those numbers.
That's what you're looking for, right? I mean, that's the next step.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to win a Cy Young. You know, Jacob won it last year, doing what he did. And, you know, I think if I'm, you know, healthy and just – pick up where I left off and do that the whole season, then I'll be in good shape.
We're talking with Zach Wheeler off the brilliant season. He said, what does it mean to have a DeGrom, Syndergaard, that kind of talent, that kind of performance? Does it push the guys in the rotation? Does it help to have that kind of guy at the top of your rotation?
Yeah, it definitely does. We have multiple number one starters and one staff, so it's definitely helpful to you know, sit there on the bench.
Does it make you better?
It does. You know, like I said before, you go out there, watch DeGrom's bullpens, you pick up things from them, you know, put it into your repertoire and just go from there. And then you watch Syndergaard and even like Steve and Vargas, how they, you know, go about, you know, preparation or how they attack hitters. And yeah, I mean, I think it definitely makes you better. You try to go out there and compete against the guy that pitched the night before.
Zach, Callaway came in last year, 2 years ago, he became a manager. He was a pitching coach who broke records with Cleveland. They had an incredible staff. Dave Island's always had a big-time reputation. Always. When he was with the Yankees, they raved about him. How much did those guys, did they make a big difference?
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about the split finger, but just in terms of what they deliver for pitches and the mentality of having a manager who's not too many managers become pitching coaches become managers. It's kind of rare. There aren't that many.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can relate to Mickey a lot more just because, you know, he's been in my shoes. He's been a, you know, big league pitching coach. He can sort of relate to us. You know, when you come out of a game, he has an explanation, you know, why he took you out, and he makes you understand it. And then, you know, Dave, you know, he's been around forever. He's been on a lot of, you know, World Series teams. And, you know, he demands you to command the inside part of the plate. And that's what you have to do at the big league level. You know, you throw as hard as you do, you got to command the inside part. And, you know, you got to control the bat.
He's not afraid to challenge pitches, Island.
No, he's not afraid at all. And, you know, I think he sort of instills that into us, you know, the bulldog mentality, controlling the bat, controlling the plate, inside parts ours. You're not going to dig in there.
What do you think about when you go out there? Are you thinking about just that pitch, that focus, that pitch, that at bat, or are you thinking about innings? Are you thinking about do you look at a game as so many pitches? Do you look at the game as I'm going to give them seven innings or I'm going to turn over the bullpen? How do you adjust? No one goes nine anymore, so how do you attack this these days?
Honestly, for me, it's a lot of things. You know, certain guys might be, you know, it's just that one pitch.
Right.
I'm looking at who's on deck, who's coming up the next inning, when's the pitcher coming up, or – you know, I'm now with all the shifts, you're sort of turning around, looking, see where the fielders are,
right,
that type of thing. So there's a lot of stuff going into it. And, you know, I think in between innings, you know, sort of looking at, you know, getting with Dave, being like, all right, what is, you know, Goldschmidt?
Hitters with him?
Yeah.
In between innings, you talk hitters?
Who's the next three hitters coming out? What do they like? What do they don't like?
So you like a lot of talk during your time on the mound, like between innings. You want to talk in the dugout about hitters and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, certain situations, you know, sort of are a little different, but most of the time I just like knowing who's coming up next, you know, the next three guys for the next inning, and, you know, knowing what they like and don't like.
All right, we know the Mets 1-2-3. We know what they have in the bullpen now with Familia and Diaz, and obviously Mats too, and the changes they made. What's your thoughts about the club overall right now? What kind of feel you get for the club?
I think it's a great clubhouse right now. You know, we brought in some older guys. You know, some guys who have tons of playoff experience, so I think that only helps. And, you know, I like the moves that Brody made during the offseason. You know, I think it definitely helped our club.
Well, listen, good to see you. Keep it up. Great job last year. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
Zach Wheeler, back after this. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.